They're all decent teams. Everybody who comes to Ewood has given us difficult games, really. And a few times we've managed to make it not so difficult by scoring some goals, but they're all difficult games. And Bristol Rovers have got some players who've built some reputations this year. I think the lad up front, Harrison, scored a few goals for them. I think they lost Bowden in the last window, of course. He's gone on to Preston.
Were you keen on him, by the way?
He was somebody we had a few conversations with and with his advisors, but... Listen, I like talent. You know, I like talented footballers, individuals who can create and score goals, and so we're always interested in good players, and Billy Bowden fit into that category. Listen, every footballer has decisions to make and what they're going to do and where they go and what they do, so we move on. There's loads of good footballers out there. We have to. The secret of recruitment is picking the right ones that fit in with how you want to play, what you want to do. Do they carry the right work ethic? Have they got the right quality that aligns with the rest of your team? We like good players, and recruitment's happening now very intensely at this football club. We have to look at both divisions, of course, but we're working very hard behind the scenes to try and look at where we would go in the Championship, where we would recruit from, that type of players, how the team would change, and if it was still in League One, we would have to recruit again even better players than we've got now, I think, to make sure that if it was another campaign in this division, that it was one that became, you know, a very, very positive one for us because of the quality of players we'd have.
Just a final one, if I may, and forgive me if you've been through it before. It appears on social media that Harry Chapman has conceded defeat, that he'll play again this season in any way, shape or form. It won't come as a surprise to you because you said it a couple of weeks ago that you really wouldn't be considering him anyway. Is it just a case of see how things go, whether we see him in Blackburn again?
Yeah, you have to remember he's not our player. He's a Middlesbrough Football Club player, and Harry knows my thoughts on him as a footballer, and we'll have them discussions through the summer. If Middlesbrough see him as a first-team player for them that they're just developing, then we have to respect that and let them move on with their plan for the player. If not, if there's an opportunity, we can have them discussions. But at this moment, I wouldn't contemplate. Even if he got himself back on the grass and had his boots back on, I think the tender age he is, there's no need to put his hamstring under any strain again for one or two games where he might come off the bench and make an impact. But I think his long-term future and making sure his hamstring's really strengthened through the summer, ready for a pre-season, to get himself ready to play football matches, is more important for Harry at this moment.